David Lovelace moved to Portsmouth 2 years ago, and he knew he found the right spot for his bookshop he co-owns with two others. It's an old custom house and post office building in the heart of Portsmouth. He wanted a community center feel where people could gather and browse books. But that's not all.
We're certainly more than a musty used bookshop, the classic idea. We really want to create a scene, you know, with readings and music and books and conversation. And
beer and wine. A bookstore and coffee shop is a well-known pair. But Portsmouth Book and Bar is the first bookshop in the Granite State to offer a cafe and bar with local draft beers, wines, and tapas.
We don't want to be a hard-drinking bar, but I have always felt the need to break up the sort of solemnity around bookstores. I want to make it fun. I want people bringing piles of books and sitting at the bar and going, look at this, look at that. Obviously, it's going to help our bottom line.
Dan Bouchard from Arlington, Massachusetts, stopped by on opening day.
I think it's a fantastic idea. I mean, here it is. It's early afternoon, and I'm having a beer with a stack of books beside me, and if I have another one, I might get a larger stack. So I noticed they don't have a TV above the bar, but we were just talking, and we thought that if they put a giant Kindle up there and had a nice novel with the slow-turning pages, we could be here all day.
And that's the idea, to create a viable business model in an industry that's crazy competitive. More than 1,000 bookstores closed across the country from 2000 to 2007. And that's a number that owner David Lovelace knows all too well.
There's no doubt about it. It's a struggle, and it's certainly a perceived struggle. You know, we've had a number of people just knock on the window and ask, is this a library? It's almost like it's a fading thing to have a real browser's bookstore. And I think local bookstores do well when they really, as I say, offer a sense of place. And that's what's great about this town, is that people browse this town and then they can wander around in here and look at stuff.
The owners believe success will come by creating a cultural hub that attracts 25 to 40-year-olds who appreciate the touch of a book and the craftsmanship of artisanal beer. But Lovelace and his partners are still all about the books, and 15,000 books at that. One of the co-owners is John Petrovato, a veteran bookseller who's in charge of buying the books.
We really very carefully select all our books, and we really want to put forth the idea that we're actually a real bookstore. And our prices are actually in line with what you can buy a used book on Amazon for. I think it's the model that can get bookstores back in most places in the country again. For us, it's like bringing our two favorite things under one roof, you know, beer and books. Like, you know, what could be better than that?
The craft beer industry grew in retail dollars by 15% in 2011, according to the Brewers Association. Combining beer with books is a business idea that works for David and Nancy McCurdle of Newcastle, who saunter in while Christmas shopping.
I think it's a great concept. It's such a vibrant community anyway. So why not a book, beer, and a glass of wine on a cold, snowy day like today? It kind of warms your heart to come in here and be comfortable, and it's a fun spot.
Great combination.
But even though books and beer is a tantalizing combination in theory, like dinner and a movie or baseball and peanuts, it always comes down to the bottom line and whether people will come for a book and stay for a beer. For NHPR, I'm Peter Dominguez.